speak, emerging economies with Dilip Menon, director at the Center for Indian Studies in Africa. We talk about the state of the Indian economy. Good morning, Dilip. Let's start with a Save Democracy rally in Delhi.
Yes, things are hotting up now that the elections are around the corner. And this particular Save Democracy rally has been precipitated by the arrest of the sitting Chief Minister of Delhi, Arvind Kejriwal. This is the first such arrest in independent India. And the fact is that there are three members of the Aam Aadmi Party, of which Arvind Kejriwal is the leader, who have been arrested, put in prison. No criminal charges have been proven as yet. The argument that is being made is that they accepted $12 million in bribes from liquor contractors. It still hasn't been proved. So as a result of this, the opposition has received a shot in the arm, as it were. And they've also been calling for checks on the electronic voting machine frauds and for ballots to be verified against paper slips and so on. So the Save Democracy rally is probably too little too late in the sense of the opposition finally coming together around an issue. But it still remains a crucial issue that 23 of the 25 opposition leaders who were charged criminally, but who joined the BJP since 2014, have been, all criminal charges have been dropped. So maybe this is a gentle suggestion to Arvind Kejriwal to cross over to the other side. But that's not going to happen.
And then the Indian economy, a 10-year story.
Yes, and it's possibly, with all of this going on, it's very likely that it will be a story of the economy doing well, triumphing over many other factors. The value of the Indian stock market has increased threefold in the period that the BJP has been in power. Largely, those at the top have benefited, but there have been welfare programs for the poor, free grain, the building of toilets, provision of housing materials. And on the whole, Indian consumers have been upbeat about the economy, unlike in the U.S., where what the New York Times called vibe session, where it's not recession, but people feel there is one, is really the dominant mood. Market strategists have been warning that if Modi is not reelected, the Indian markets could actually crash by 25%, but this remains to be seen. There's been a growth of 7.5% for the economy in the current fiscal year. The lowest estimate is around 4.5%, but that's better than the projections for the U.S. and China. But it still remains the fact that while only the figures for unemployment stay at 7%, which is very low, large numbers of Indians have been flocking to war zones like Israel and Russia and so on, where they've been paid higher wages in danger zones. So this phenomenon also needs some explanation.
And then I'm looking forward to elections. The actual act, it's incredibly almost spiritual. So I enjoy elections, but I'm really tired of elections. How tired would I be if I were in India? 1 million polling stations, 969 million registered voters, an election over 82 days? And also issues on whether it is physical paper ballots or whether it is voting machines. And the Supreme Court in India has made a ruling on electronic voting machines.
Yes, actually, a large number of studies over the last year or so have cast doubt on the 2014 and the 2019 election victories of the BJP. And now lawyers have approached the court saying that the use of electronic voting machines doesn't guarantee complete transparency. So the court has ordered a complete count of what are called the voter verifiable paper audit trail. Indians love acronyms. It's called the VVPAT. So the complete count has been ordered as opposed to verifying only 5 randomly selected EVMs. This was introduced in 2019, which means that only 20,000 of around 2.4 million VVPATs have been counted. So I think this is a great move by the Supreme Court to actually ask for a physical verification alongside the otherwise, you have the the cartoonish image of people pushing buttons on the EVM and it all going to one party regardless of where you push, right? So I think this is a significant move by the Supreme Court, and hopefully, you know, amidst the maelstrom of the elections, as you just pointed out, something good might come of this.
On the Indian use of the English language and I guess British coloniality, I had a Indian friend once who would insist on the little symbols that we use. We like for example, the M and G, Mail and Guardian, and very earnestly and very seriously, he said the M ampersand G.
Which is correct, which is accurate. You know, we are the last redoubt of correct English anywhere. But as to Indian English, this is one way to greet people. You say, Lester, I am well. I hope you're in the same well.
I love that. I hope you are the same well throughout the course of the day. Dilip Menon, Director of the Center for Indian Studies in Africa. 29-